This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Everybody, welcome to Cocktails with the Queens. We are in a festive mood because, of course, Christmas is almost here. I am back with my girls, Vivica A. Fox. Hey, girl.
Hey, girl. Hey.
Lisa Ray. Hey, Lisa Ray.
Merry Christmas spirit over here.
And Selena Johnson. Hey, Selena.
Power to the people, honey. I'm giving Angela Davis today, honey. It's a MLK Christmas. It's Kwanzaa over
that's
here.
Right.
There yes. You go. You in the Kwanzaa spirit.
Well, of course, we are here to dish on everything that's trending on social media and in the news. We have a whole lot to talk about. What's up, Queens? How was everybody's weekend? What y'all get into?
Well, I saw you.
Yes.
No. Yes, I got to hang out with,
again.
Yeah, I got to hang out with Claudia in DC. And I also hosted the Gatsby Showcase, honoring fashion icon and trailblazer, the beautiful Beverly Johnson, who, by the way, y'all, said she would love to come and chat with us about fashion and ooh, what it was like to be the first African-American on the cover of American Vogue and French Elle's huge accomplishments.
Well, I absolutely love you correct on that. Yes, yes, I remember that.
Remember that Virginia Slim little, the ads, don't you remember them, Lisa Ray's khakis? They was always fabulous. So
I know how long and slim you felt like you were doing some, you know?
She was so damn bad and beautiful and still is and gorgeous, yes. You know, just especially in that time when it was so difficult for them to, you know, take us seriously, to still raise through the ranks like she did. But it was good to see you, Vivica. We had a good time. The end of the night is a blur. I done lost my tennis bracelet, had a few drinks. But we had fun at our little table. And
I know. I posted pictures. We got lots of likes.
And to the people in the comments, my had an allergic reaction. Leave me alone, y'all. Selena,
the people that want to see us live, we're going to try to work that out for y'all.
1,000%.
I was at Selena's house because I've been there since Thanksgiving, since she had that table all, you know, that spread and everything. But I mean, we're in the Christmas spirit now. But in my head, I was there. I was there, girl.
I would never do that setup again unless it's for a whole bunch of women who appreciate and have a good time being pampered and loved on.
Well, just, honey, tell us when we coming.
I'll do it for us, okay? We can turn up.
Pamper party for the queens.
Well, speaking of ladies.
Definitely a queen pamper party. It's a day.
Speaking of ladies that love being pampered and loved on, our very own Kiki Palmer, the secret is finally out. Kiki Palmer is pregnant, y'all. Now, she revealed during her opening monologue on Saturday Night Live. Palmer said, I gotta say, though, it's bad when people on the internet spread rumors about you, y'all, but it's even worse when they're correct. I mean, I was trying so hard to keep it on the low because I got a lot of stuff going on, you know? She continued, but honestly, this has been the biggest blessing and I'm so excited. Guys, I'm going to be a mom. Ladies, how excited are y'all for Kiki Palmer? Selena, let's start with you.
Well, I always think it's fantastic when anyone becomes a mom because not everybody can have children. And that's the reality of what we're dealing with. I'm even more excited for her because I heard from a friend of mine who works with Dr. Moon, Coach Jessie. I don't know if you guys know her, but they work a lot with the reproductive system. And I heard that she was suffering from PCOS, which is like where there's cysts on your ovaries and stuff, and it makes it harder for you to have babies. So this is almost like a miracle baby. Now, don't quote me, but I heard this from Coach Jesse. So if she was struggling with that and she now is pregnant, that baby is, honey, blessed. He is supposed to be here, honey. He must probably be the next president of the United States because he has a calling on his life. But that is allegedly.
I believe that just so don't get trouble over here.
I already said that. It's already alleged. I said that 30 times that I didn't know if it was right. But Coach Jesse did tell me that it was PCOS possibly. So even if still, it's a blessing.
I'm very happy for her because as being a mom and a grandmother, that type of unconditional love is just the best. When it's yours and your blood running through the veins and with all of her personality that she has and talent, when I tell you, I know this is going to be a real bundle of joy for her. Congratulations, Kiki. Congratulations, girl. Ooh.
It's good
and
to
her see guy's fine, too.
Ooh.
You said her guy's fine?
You talking about a pretty baby, huh?
Yeah.
He's drop.
Kiki's one of those ladies that she deserves it all. Like, she's so lovable. She always gets it right. Like, she's just like everyone's little sis. And I just love the role model she is. I love the example she is to other young and older Black women. I just think she's super dope. And I love me some Kiki Palmer. So congratulations to you and yours. We are super proud. Speaking of people who don't need to be super proud, we got to get into this. I was dying to get into this story. Social media has been buzzing since the news broke about the alleged affair between Good Morning America co-host TJ Holmes and Amy Robach. According to an update, according to TMZ, ABC News has made the decision to take Amy and TJ off the air, calling their relationship an internal and external distraction. Now, it's been reported that ABC News president Kim Godwin made the announcement during an editorial call today. What are your thoughts on this update? Vivica, I'm going to you first. What you think about this?
Well, I have always made it a rule not to mess with my coworkers. It can only lead to trouble. And, you know, I know people be fine. Trust. I get it. You'd be like, ooh, I just want to taste it. Don't do it. It cost them both. Sorry about that, darlings. I thought I had my phone on silent. It cost them both big contracts. Them Good Morning America contracts and those morning show contracts, trust me, are juicy. I really feel bad for TJ because I really feel like, you know, brother, you worked your way up from CNN through the ranks of, you know, you made the rounds. And to get on the number one show on in America, Good Morning America, to sit next to the amazing Robin Roberts. Dang. And then allegedly there were other inner office affairs that were committed that I think they was like enough.
And that's what I heard there. I heard that the wife said that she had just forgave him for another affair that he had at work, allegedly, you know, heard it through the grapevine-ish. Yeah. So if that's true and then you get hit in the face again, it's like, you know, I don't care that she's a Becky. Or whatever, you know what I mean? Like your preference.
We do.
You know, your preference is your preference. But when you know that this is in your contract, there's a morals clause in there as well. You know what I mean? It's almost like, well, I take the chance. But I mean, you know, I mean, they supposedly had been together for a minute, you know, with this and covering it up. So maybe they found love with each other. And if it is, then I guess it would be all worth it. But hey, not only did they ruin their careers and mess in with their pockets, but the show is not going to be the same either. When you get rid of two seats, two people, that's a real shift. That's a real, you got to change the whole, you know, program of the show.
I honestly think they made a wise decision today, Lisa Ray, because they pulled in their Latino gentleman and a Latino co-anchor female, that they're just going to get them a whole new audience. They're both very attractive, both very likable. The one thing that people have to learn, especially in show business, the show must go on. Yep. And we're in a business called show business. So read your contracts. Make sure you don't blow when you get the contract of a lifetime that you basically flush it down the toilet. It is disappointing and shameful.
As of right now, it's supposed to be temporary, right? It's not a permanent thing, but it's a temporary thing. But that usually is the beginning of the end. It's Selena, what do you think about this?
You know, after the Nia Long situation, I probably would have like stopped. Mm-hmm. I probably would have been like, oh no, we got to chill because they catching people and firing people. So, I mean, I just feel like people nowadays, they have no respect for unions. We have no respect for, I just feel like people in high places sometimes, not everybody, because there are a lot of professional people out here. And, you know, people get caught up. It's, I mean, it is what it is. But I just feel like sometimes people think they're above the law. And I think that they just be feeling like they're not going to ever get caught. And it just be so much stuff going on behind the scenes with everybody that everybody, you know, people just be feeling like, are we going to be straight? But
no. Can I piggyback off of that? I want to know who hired that private detective. Because that private detective, baby, you know, camera don't lie.
So you don't think the wife did?
If I can say my thoughts, honestly, the ex that was exposed to have had an affair with him as well, too. When I heard that one today, I was like, somebody might have been seeing somebody get real chummy and was like, you know what? Because at first I thought it was the soon-to-be ex-wife because she's a lawyer. But when you found out, yeah, it was the affair with one of the producers who may have saw the relationship develop and got a little jaded.
So, you know, it sucks because TJ Holmes is great at what he does. And I've definitely watched his brother's career blow up. And at first, right, when I first heard the story, I was like, I mean, okay, I heard the story. Then I found out they both left their spouses in August, right? So, okay, they are consenting. They weren't currently living with the people because the paparazzi shows them going in and out of each other's apartments. You can't have a wife at your apartment and bring your girlfriend home. So clearly they were not living together. So in that regard, I was
wife allegedly says she thought they were going to work things out.
Right. I did see that. So at first I was like, I don't think they should lose their jobs over it. But then it came out that he messed with another producer. Here's the thing, TJ Holmes. I get new coochie is way more exciting than old coochie. And to the lady, I get new D is way more exciting than old D. You like, oh, been there, done that. I know how it goes. Bam, 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 bam. Got it. Got you bored. Yawn. But good morning, America, y'all.
Number one show in America.
Y'all can hire me for 1/10, 1/15, 1/20. I'm just saying, that is very nice. Okay, so I would be like this. Look, lady, I'm attracted to you, but, you know, and just have fun at work. Let that be your work wife where you have fun.
But nobody thinks that they're going to get caught. That's why they keep doing it. They feel like
it was in broad daylight, Lisa Ray.
They were out. They were in the streets. Like, they were going to beat the second home, the island.
Like, they can always blame it on this my boy, and we work together, and absolutely, we work out together, we hang out together, we drink together, we together.
Okay, you saying that, but El Ray, do you let your boy just grab your cheeks, come by? I mean, and it was like,
I'm not letting none of my boys do that. Not
right, so you can't get away with that when we have footage of the cheek grab.
Yeah, man.
You know, they brought them back.
I know she got legs, but she got cheek too.
Not really much.
They brought them back, right? After the story broke, everyone thought they were going to be fine. Then they brought them back. They were both in the studio. I think they, when they came back to the studio, they were too cocky and they were too like,
yes. We got to win.
And everybody's like, oh, we're not even going to be humble about this. And then they made the announcement to get rid of them.
That's how they be getting jammed up. I'm telling you, the people think they're just above reproach. I mean,
and also probably because taboo, it made it more sexy and like it probably made it more sexy being sneaky. You know how that is. All right, we got to move on, but I'm sure we'll be reporting on this story. TJ, I mean, ooh. Foxhole, maybe we might have a job for you up here. Okay, moving on. I'll produce that. Okay, recently on the podcast, Don't Call Me White Girl, Amanda Seals opened up about her life, her personal life, and she said she didn't know she was supposed to fake an orgasm. Steel said, this is one bleep I was dating. Like, he's like, you never finish. And I was like, but you finish. And he was like, yeah, but you're not signaling the accomplishment. But I literally had no idea. Like, no one taught me this. He was like, you're not signaling the accomplishment. And it just makes me feel like I'm not doing what I'm supposed to be doing. Ladies, what are your thoughts about what she said? And do you think women should fake orgasms just to satisfy a man's ego? Lisa Ray, let's go to you first. What do you think? Fake or not faking?
No, I'm not faking. I have faked before. I have. You know what I mean? And that's when it was towards the, you know, the time when you not as turned on, or you don't want him to get in his feelings because he just feel like he just putting it down. Or maybe you might be in a different place that you feel like, I'm satisfied without even having to come. You know what I mean? So, you know, there's more than one way to be able to have intimacy.
Yeah, that's right. Selena, what you think?
I have to agree with what Lisa Ray said too. And I also, you know, just every single woman is the way their service is set up is not easily, doesn't easily have orgasms. And we have to really be honest about that as well. It doesn't mean that the man is terrible. It doesn't mean that the woman is terrible. It just means that sometimes you have to find out what your partner loves the most, or what will, you know, find out your partner's body. So how does your specific partner have an orgasm with your sexual situation? You know what I'm saying? In terms of, as far as her faking an orgasm, girl, you don't have to fake nothing if you don't want to. Sometimes it's like Lisa Ray said, it might be going too long. Maybe this ain't the spot. Maybe you got to try it again another kind of way. You know, maybe it's a different position you're supposed to be in, you know? So there's so many different layers to this, but I don't think that there's a you're supposed to or not supposed to. I think a lot of women just do it because they don't want to spoil the man's ego. They don't want to damage the man's ego. And as much as they try to act macho, the male ego is extremely fragile. And if all these women in this world went around here not faking it, we'd all be single.
I'm saying, what you think?
They would hate us.
Well, you know, does an orgasm happen when you just have a quickie real quick? Like, you're like, come on over here.
Right.
Right. Yes. Thank you. Gotta go. You know, it every time when you have a sexual relationship, I mean, it's not fireworks and everything going, you know, in the room going off and you're, you know, just, oh my God, that's not going to happen every time, right. You know? So, and then there's, like Selena was saying, there's other ways to achieve, you know, intimacy and sometimes satisfying your mate, you know, will make you feel good. So, yeah. You know, learn to get a quickie every once in a while. It ain't always got to be fireworks and taking all damn night.
Yeah. Or and when I'm just do oral. Everybody just do oral and go sit down.
Get it.
That'll work.
Everybody come up like that.
It's so important where your woman's mental is. That is 99% of it in my book. If she is feeling real good about a lot of things, you're going to be more likely to have a very lubricated woman and one that's going to be more receptive to having an orgasm, because we're not mad at you or resenting you about some shit you did last week, or you're making me feel incompetent, or you're making me feel like, you know, not supported. Like, unfortunately, but fortunately, women are wired differently. Y'all could just smash any old hole and you guys can nut and be like, oh my God, that was amazing. We ain't working like that. You could be fine as hell, rich, got it all going on, but if we ain't feeling you that day, ain't happening.
And especially if the bills ain't paid and you just think you just, you know, gonna always just get some. I'm gonna tell you something. This part of the body ain't gonna connect down there. Trust and believe that.
Listen.
You would think that would change.
You're right. I'm with you when you're right on that.
Okay.
And don't get on our nerve early at 8 a.m. because at 8 p.m., if you didn't fix it, you're still on my nerve.
Oh, that's not
that's
personal.
Just the way it goes. It is.
Sound like that should have came directly from me.
And again, I have to go back to it. The mental ain't right. We ain't 25 years old. You can't just smash and then we good again. We about this thing and then we're going to be back right on track again. Okay, this has been a Cocktails with Queen Sexual Minute, how to keep your woman well lubricated and, you know, finishing. Amanda Seals, thank you for that conversation, because I'm glad we got to have this. All right, y'all, quick commercial break. Fellas that are watching, go say something sexy to your wife right now. Go do the dishes, go pay a bill, and you'll get some good sex later on. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Cocktails with the Queens. All right, queens, we have got to talk about this topic. Boosie. We used to talk about him a lot, recently responded to a year-old video of Gabrielle Union responding to his comments about Zaya Wade that recently resurfaced on social media. Now, in the video, Gabrielle said that Boosie has a lot of penis on his mind and that he's a bit preoccupied. Boosie tweeted, LOL. The whole world knows I love women and the world knows your husband loves bleep. Hope you don't think blacks look at y'all like a power couple. They don't. I have refused to talk about y'all in interviews. And here you go. Go bleep him with that dildo and wait on a script, you little white girl. Oh.
Man, that's tough.
I saw this and I'm like, are we going to talk about this on the show? This is a lot. This is a lot. Boosie, if you're watching, we'd like to have you on the show.
Yes.
And then also Gabrielle Union, maybe on the same show. Boosie first, though.
I'll go first. It's fine. I'm going to go ahead and just try very hard to be diplomatic. Mm. I know people don't like little Boosie, but I happen to think he's very funny. And sometimes he really lifts my day with his posts. I don't agree with his homophobia. That's not what I stand for, but sometimes he makes me laugh. With that being said, if he had known that that video was a year old, I would think that that was dumb for him to respond that aggressively. You know what I'm saying? I don't think that he knew that that video was a year old. I think that he just turned on the Instagram and just probably saw that, you know, oh, wow, this is what she's saying now, and then clapped back. If that's the case, then I understand why he said what he said. I also don't agree with you going in on a Black woman like that, being a Black man. I don't like when Black men do that up top. I feel like you could have called and probably cussed out on the phone. In terms of Gabrielle Union, I don't see any fault. She was asked a question. She was in a Jemele Hill interview, and she answered it. They asked her something about little Boosie. She took up for her stepdaughter. She answered it. She did what she was supposed to do. So technically, I don't see anyone being in the wrong here, but I don't appreciate any Black man of any sort being real, real disrespectful to Black women. Although, in his defense, he thought that she was coming at him first.
On the other side, do you think it's cool for a Black woman to, as someone that has a transgender stepchild, to poke fun at someone's sexuality and try to call someone else out and say, you got dick on the mind and you might be gay? Is that bad too?
Well, she was just doing that in defense. And as a mother, mm-hmm. all bets are off.
Okay.
If you come for my child, let me tell you something. Well, that's way worse than that.
Her child.
That's just me. Well, it is her child because she's married to the father. So she's the stepmother. So whether or not the baby came out of her stomach or not, that is her child. I have a stepson. If somebody said something about him, it's slow singing and flower bringing.
I have a complex feeling about him because I feel like the mother, I feel like all too often the biological mother is kind of on the sidelines.
Well, she's not on the sidelines. She had the child. But if you marry a man, you marry into his family. And no, it's I'm not right to be like, oh, this child is whatever. They ain't my kids. You know, then you'd be mad at her for saying that they're not her kids. You
know, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying at the expense of the biological mother, who oftentimes we forget that she's around.
Well, we haven't forgot about this mother, honey, because she's been in the news more than them, child. And yeah. I don't know if you remember, but Dwayne Wade took to social media, cussed her smooth out because of the way she's been behaving as a mother with her child that she apparently, allegedly does not care for.
I don't believe that.
I don't either.
Lisa
That's
Ray.
What Dwayne said. I'm just going by what the people said.
Yeah, he has the money to control the... Okay, sorry. Go ahead. My bad. Lisa Ray.
No, I was going to actually go to Vivica because I could see it on her face and I want to hear
I'm sorry, Vivica. Go ahead, Vivica.
Well, you know, you have to realize that the separation of the mother and the child happened through the mother being pushed out. The mother recently has reappeared because they're making decisions without her. That is still her child.
Absolutely.
So that's why you've seen her lately. That child is not over 18 to be making adult decisions, especially without her at least being notified or having some say about her birth child. So that's where you're seeing the mother recently. She's been quiet. She's been pushed out of a lot of things. Yes, she has. Are you kidding me?
No, what happened was she took to social media first saying that they were keeping things from her and all of that. And then so Dwayne came out and said, okay, I can't be silent anymore. So then he took to social media and said in defense of Zaya and his family and himself, all those things about what's going on with their court case. But first, the mother did say something. She's always been very vocal about her stance.
We haven't heard a lot from that mother in a while.
Well, maybe it's just been in Chicago because that's where they're from. And I've always heard about the mother, like, standing in the street, having signs, saying
that happened when they first went through a divorce.
Like turning up. Like she turns up in court. She's not quiet. She turns up. She don't let them live now. She get it in. She don't be chilling.
So if it happens in just Chicago, then why don't we know about it?
I don't know. It's a lot of stuff I miss, and I live in Atlanta. So, I mean, everybody don't get everything. But I know that she ain't been quiet. I know that she gets it in.
Well, I'll say this, that, you know, I was quiet here because I didn't know that much about it. I can't speak on it either way because I haven't heard from her, but just because I haven't heard from her, you know, about her lately, don't mean it ain't really happened. So I don't mean too much. But I'm all for it. That's her child. That's going to always be her child, no matter what happens. And she does need to be in consent with whatever their decisions that they're making over there in house number A.
Takiyah Smith said that the mom didn't pop off first, that she filed court papers and then Wade responded publicly, and that's what made it public.
So when are we going to talk about what about Boosie, though, and Gabrielle Union?
We done got off because this part's been more interesting, I guess.
Right.
Okay, because we supposed to be talking about...
As far as I'm concerned, you know, Boosie can always pop off. I don't believe him. I've never heard about him being homophobic. He has a problem with them deciding that a child can go through a sex change or decide that they want to do it before they're 18 and thinking as an adult. So I think that's his problem. I mean, I've never heard him like blasting gay people or doing anything like that, because that would be my only suggestion to him. The LGBTQ plus community is very strong. They stick together. They don't let their people get disrespected or mistreated. So I think his response was that this is a child, that decisions are being made that is a child, that is underage. So I think that was his problem, you know. But like I said, I haven't seen him, even though our producer, he did with Lil Nas X.
Yeah, okay. He's been accused of being homophobic before.
Okay, well, I didn't know that about him. I've never seen him going on.
I'm going to say this. It, once again, and I've said this on the show, so y'all know I keep the same energy. What goes on in their household with this minor child? We shouldn't even know about this child. This child is too young. This ain't a 17-year-old and a half that's about to be 18. We've been hearing about Zaya and Zaya's sexuality, how Zaya identifies, and personal decisions and life-changing decisions that we should not know about. This should not be put for public consumption. That has been my problem with this whole thing from the beginning. It felt very campaignish. It felt very like, look at us. And I get, on one hand, it's great for other kids to be an example, but it just puts an immense amount of pressure on that child to live up to something that they may not be ready to just properly defend or discuss, or might want to change their mind, or who knows, phases or not. But it's like, why even give a grown man like Boosie or us the opportunity to speak on a child's privates? It's so weird, and we should not even have to even talk about this. But here we are because it's trending. Well, and that's, Claudia, that family's fault for letting it out there. Like, we could talk about it in-house. Gabrielle, Dwayne, and the mother. Not us.
Unfortunately, and everything that you just said is correct. Everything that you just said is correct in a perfect world. But unfortunately, that baby will go to school, and that baby will have to be herself. And then it will get out. She's the child of stars. There's no way in God's green earth that she's going to go to school with other kids unless they're going to homeschool her, keep her in the house, never show her to anybody. It's just not possible. It's going to get out. The best thing to do as a parent is to get in front of it, to uplift it in a way so that that child can feel protected and have some form of protection against a world that is going to be horrible either way it goes. So the best thing that they could do as parents is overlove and show so much love and get in front of it before it's even worse. Imagine if they try to hide this baby's true identity of what she feels is her identity, then it's suicide. These kids are running around and having suicide now. They're losing their minds. They're already under stress with social media. So as a parent, I understand their stance, but in what you're saying, you're right. the little Boosie shouldn't even really be speaking on it, because really it's a child, you know, and that's their business on how they decide to handle what they decide. Dwayne Wade has custody of his children, and that's his choice.
But you kind of can't have it both ways. You really can't. We're being honest. You cannot have it both ways. You can't be like, look at me, I'm doing this. I know it's different. And then also in the same breath say, but don't have anything critical to say, because once you put it out there, it's for all the world to discuss, including Boosie.
That's true.
Including radio personalities and comedians. And then you're putting a child in a much more hostile environment than if you just would have let them go to school and get talked about and by their circles. And now you got the whole world making jokes.
She wasn't going to get just cussed out, talked about in school. She's too famous. She was going to get talked about all over the world anyway.
I only knew Zaya when the whole transitioning story came out. I did not really know much about those kids until this. My personal, you know.
We can never say just what we think, because we don't, we're not the whole world. And a lot, and us, just the four of us, we're so busy in our own lives. We're really not engaged in absolutely everything that's going on all the time. You know what I'm saying? So I know I can't be like, well, I haven't heard about it until then. There's a lot of stuff in our stories that people be like, you haven't heard about that? And I'd be like, man, am I behind? Because I haven't, you know? So I just know as a parent, I just feel like if that was my child, I would have to get ahead of it to allow. So because they're gonna go through it either way.
All right,
the truth is, as a parent, they would have some type of home base for protection.
Well, I'm sure this isn't the last we'll be talking about this story, and hopefully we can get to a place where it's good for everybody. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be back with more Cocktails with Queens after this. Welcome back to Cocktails with the Queens, coming back from a very spirited debate, and that's what we do here on the show. We respectfully debate, and that's why you love us. All right, y'all, listen. Holiday season, what you get your man? I have some ideas for you. It must be a holiday miracle, because Manscaped is stuffing your stockings with everything the man in your life could ask for. That's right. This holiday season, Manscaped has vowed to make sure his ornaments are shining bright and his tree is standing tall. Spice up his stocking with gifts he'll actually use and something you can enjoy too. If you don't believe in Santa, you better believe in this. They've changed 7 million men for the better. And you can get 20% off plus free shipping at manscaped.com with code Queens. Manscaped best-selling product is the Performance 4.0, which is the at the top of every man's wish list. Inside, you'll find their lawnmower body trimmer, the, dare I say, the best trimmer on the market. That's perfect for his private area, back and chest, and the list goes on. And the Weed Whacker ear and nose trimmer. Now order now to receive their two free gifts, the Manscaped boxers and the Shed travel bag. These are my picks for Manscaped's Surefire Win stocking stuffers. The Manscaped Ultra Smooth Kit, like a baby's bottom. The Manscaped Signature Body Wash plus 2-in-1 shampoo. This way he can stop stealing yours. And Shears 2.0 Luxury 4-Piece Nail Kit, a gift for you both to share. Crop Mop Wipes, which are the go-to solution to keep him smelling fresh, and Manscaped's new Persevere cologne. It's sexy yet delightful. Now, these formulations are all vegan, cruelty-free, dye-free, sulfate-free, paraben-free, so you know his manhood is in good hands. Now, listen, Manscaped is a fantastic thing. I love that the fellas are into their grooming. They're not just letting it all run wild like they used to back in the day. They're getting it together. So get 20% off free shipping at manscaped.com with the code Queens. Cheers to rocking the best gifts of all this season. A gift for you, but really a gift for you as well. Love and kisses from Manscaped. All right, ladies, make sure your fellas get Manscaped in their stockings this year so they can get it all together. All right, y'all, let's get into this. This is the time of the show, the part of the show where we get into our personal experiences and how we dealt with them. So this is time for our queendom. Okay, tonight's conversation will focus on whether it's possible to graduate from past relationships. Now, our topic was inspired by Tia Mowry's interview on Today with Hoda and Jenna, where she opened up about her divorce from Corey Hardwick and how she looks at her marriage as a graduation instead of a failure. Mowry said, "My marriage was a success. I look at it like a curriculum when you're in college or high school. You're learning, you're growing, you're evolving, you're creating. I was able to create with Corey some beautiful, amazing children." She continued, "At the end of that curriculum, there's a graduation, there's a celebration." So that's basically how I'm looking at it. What are your thoughts on Tia Mowry's perspective, and have you graduated from your past relationships? Lisa Ray, let's start with you. What do you think about this?
I absolutely adore her and her answer. It was so mature. It was so forthcoming. It was so honest. It was so helpful to the community and anybody else that might be going through it as well. She looks great. She looks amazing. She looks like I'm not stressed, just like she said. It's about self-love first. And boy, does it take you to go through things over and over again before it really hits you and say, you know what? Yeah, boy, I need some me time. So congratulations to her, the kudos to her. Absolutely. I believe that when you have any relationship and a relationship that has really taught you something, you're going to think twice about your next because you've learned some things from here. So you're going to learn from those mistakes. You're going to learn the things you want to take with you to that next relationship. And it makes you a more awesomer person than you were before.
All right.
Like, yeah, I love it.
Vivica, what you think?
You know, so many people stay in relationships for way too long, you know, and they're unhappy. And I don't believe in living unhappy. If a relationship isn't working, my daddy used to have a saying where he said, baby, when that chapter is over, put a period on it and turn the page. And it looks like that's exactly what she is doing, that she was honest with herself, that she wasn't unhappy. She didn't stay for the kids as a lot of people do. So kudos to her that she was like, I don't want to see my kids with me and my man arguing. I don't want to be mean to him and emasculate him. That, hey, we can end this as friends and still be great co-parents to our children. And we can both be happy.
All right. Very good. Selena, what do you think?
Vivica and Lisa Rae pretty much said it all. And especially with what Vivica was saying, as far as like, you know, our kids get to see us be happy, even though we're not apart. That's a big deal, you know? And I think, I like how she used the word graduation because it, you know, people are in your life for a reason and a season. And it doesn't always mean that we think the end all is going to be what we thought it was going to be. And I know that's painful, but I just have to give a lot of respect to her and kudos to her for using the terminology graduation, because that shows big maturity. That's maturity. Whatever they had differences they had, she was mature enough to be able to say, listen, it's none of anyone's business. I don't want it to affect my kids. It doesn't need to bleed further than what it is. We're not together. We're moving on and everything is okay. It's getting in front of the situation and it makes us all, it makes everything just smoother.
I love that we, when we see these couples break up and we're like, we feel like personally invested because we were around, or when they got together, when they got married, when they got a baby, you know, had a baby. And then, you know, we mourn at them from afar, the relationship breaking up. And I just love that, you know, it's two people that we both, I know I'm a fan of both of them, and to see them respectfully break up. Because when you don't, it's almost like, damn, did you ever love me? If you can go in on me so bad once we break up. I get sometimes you're bitter for how it breaks up. But I just really respect people that can break up with people and say, you know what? I loved so-and-so. He just wasn't my future, or it ran its course or whatever, because for a long time you thought that one was the one. And there had to be something about the person that you love. You could be mad about how it ended, but I think the bigger picture, you know, the pros hopefully outweigh cons, and that's why you married them in the first place. So kudos to her for being so mature.
Yeah.
You know, we like that.
I wish I could have been the same way back when.
Same. I mean, we all done slandered some exes now. Some of them deserved it, though.
A couple of tires needed to be slashed. It's fine.
Speaking of exes and breakup, Blair Underwood. Fine, Blair Underwood has found love again, but this time he found it in a familiar place. Weeks ago, Underwood announced his engagement to his friend of over 41 years, Josie Hart. The two made their debut on the red carpet together for the first time as a couple. And Underwood introduced the world to his new love through an Instagram post. He wrote, my personal highlight was walking the red carpet with my new fiance, Josie Hart, the most amazing, brilliant, beautiful, hilarious, thought-provoking, and insightful person I know who continuously lives life out loud. Underwood ended his marriage to Desiree DaCosta last year after 27 years of marriage. Vivica, did this catch you by surprise?
Absolutely shocking. Absolutely shocking. Like, I literally was like, Blair and Desi are breaking up? And it's been less than a year, and he's engaged to someone that's been around for 41 years. That math is
math.
That math ain't mathing.
That math ain't mathing, honey.
You know, I wish, like I said, I don't believe in staying in a relationship that's not working and you're unhappy. I just don't know. First of all, it was shocking that he's engaged to someone else. But it was the paragraph of about this new person that it was like, oh, wow, where'd she come from? And she's been around for 41 years. Shocking. I mean, I'm literally speechless, but we wish them happiness. We do. I hope he finds love and they find happiness together. I just hope in the process they didn't hurt anyone.
My captain sounded like he was real happy or he got some new thang thang. That's how you get some new nudes. You'd be like the most amazing, captivating, beautiful, thought-provoking, loving, kind, altruistic, generous person in the world. You just got some new ass after 27 years, sir. Lisa Ray, what you think about this?
I am liking the commentary where y'all going with it. Because I was like, oh, okay, yeah, being a person that understands and done it all, it's never just one fold. It's always twofold. You know, it takes two to tangle. You know, and if there's a third rail, then I just believe in girl code and morals and all of that. But I understand both sides, but I had to grow to that. So I don't know what stage that, you know, maybe he just got to that stage where he's like, you know what, I'm going to be happy. I know this has happened, but hey, it is what it is. That has to be evidently what has been happening here because he showed introduced her in a way that was red carpet-ish.
Elena, what you think?
The introduction of the red carpet, and I really like Blair Underwood. He's awesome. He's a great actor. The introduction of the red carpet is giving... This is just my opinion. This is not Fox Soul's opinion. This is allegedly all of the stuff that's APA citations, everything you want to say. It's giving, I've been hiding you, and now I can finally give you the glory that you deserve here on the carpet. Because why else would we need to, why else would you be this forceful? I mean, you know what I'm saying? This descriptive of...
Wasn't it?
Yeah, it's very descriptive for, you know what I'm saying? Happiness, it's almost like I haven't been happy in the longest time. Now I'm happy and now I can come out without, you know, it's giving, here's my grand surprise.
Yeah.
So
and maybe
I'm happy for them regardless. I'm happy.
And maybe he stayed, you know what, and to his credit, to not like be so quick to be negative, right? Maybe he stayed as long as he could.
Right.
And maybe right. The last 10 years of his relationship wasn't happy, but he was like the kids, the this, the that. And then finally, when he was ready to go, he divorced her. So, you know, when you get in a new relationship after you've been in one that's stale, you do want to scream it from the rooftops because it's new, it's fresh, it's fun. And you're like, maybe relieved. Maybe he's relieved.
Right.
I don't see him. I never heard dog stuff about Blair Underwood, though.
Me neither. I love Blair Underwood. So it just feels very like. It's just
he's like a brother, you know what I mean? Like the brother, you know what I mean? Assalamu alaikum, brother, and just black power to the people, brother. So because he was
black,
she looked what? She looked mixed, like she looked a little what? Like what could she be?
She's Trinidad-y.
Trinidad. Well, okay.
He didn't look like a brother to me when he was in Set It Off on that sex scene with Jada Pinkett. I don't want him to be my brother at that point. Absolutely the hell not.
Well, he is my brother, me and Vivica's brother in real life. He is.
Sorry for y'all. I was not looking at him as a brother. Okay, y'all, we're going to take a quick, not that kind of brother, quick commercial break. We're going to be back with more Cocktails with Queens after this. Welcome back to Cocktails with the Queens. If you're enjoying the show tonight, put some crowns in the chat. And we appreciate y'all, right, girls? Ladies, queens. Yeah.
All right, y'all. A mistletoe or something. I need something going on over here.
You need what?
A mistletoe.
It's still look like you got some in your hair.
I know, I mean, it goes with my little creation hairstyle. Not my creation, my girl. I got to give her a shout out. Angie did your thing. Oh, wait. Oh, y'all got to see this. Oh. This is too cute. Look at that.
Okay. Well, you know what? We want all the details in the last segment because that is super cute. Hey, y'all, real quick, if you're spending time with loved ones for the holidays, chances are you're going to hear a lot of stories.
the ones you love to hear and the ones you've heard too many times. But have you ever wanted to help your loved ones document all those timeless stories? Now, it can be challenging to write an entire book of life memories, but StoryWorth makes it fun and easy. Now, listen, this is super cool. This is how anyone can write a book about their life. Every week, StoryWorth will email your loved ones a single life-related question that you pick from their collection, like, what's the bravest thing you've ever done? Or what's the farthest you've ever traveled? And all they have to do is reply with a story. Then after a year, StoryWorth compiles your loved one's stories, memories, and even photos into an exquisite hardcover book, creating a valued keepsake. Millions of stories have already been told with StoryWorth because they make the process so simple. So get started with your loved ones for the holiday, and you'll be there. And before you know it, you'll be both cherishing those timeless stories for generations to come. Now help your family share their story this holiday season with StoryWorth. Go to storyworth.com/queens today and save $10 on your first purchase. That's storyworth.com/queens today and save $10 with your purchase. I am super sentimental. And one of the biggest tragedies to me was we started going digital with photos and we stopped printing out photos. The fact that you can put stories and photos and have all this documented for a keepsake is such an amazing thing for me. I am personally going to do this. I'm so excited. All right, quick commercial break, our last one, and back with the Queens and more tea when we get back. Welcome back to Cocktails with the Queens. I know we don't have a lot of time, but I figured we can squeeze in this little story before we go to the game. Now, during an interview on The Breakfast Club, Ashanti was asked if a small penis would be a deal breaker for her in the bedroom. Ashanti said, here's the thing. If you know what to do with it, then it's not a deal breaker. If I'm happy and you know how to make it do what it's supposed to do. Ladies, what are your thoughts on what Ashanti said? And is it about the size of the boat or the motion in the ocean? Lisa Ray, I got to go to you first. Or is it both? What do you think?
Absolutely. It is not the size if you know what to do. Because first of all, I don't want something all up in my stomach and my guts that ain't supposed to be there. I don't want it to have pain, you know, with a side of sex. You know what I mean? I don't want that. So I want to feel real, you know, moist and lubricant and lubricated and warm. And that is that, that's that, what that was, what Cardi B said, that's that WAP.
You okay. Know what I mean?
Selena, size or motion, both, how important size is to you.
Yeah. As wild as Lisa Ray is, I'm just going to agree with everything she just said.
Vivica?
Yes, I concur with Lisa Ray. I mean, you don't want to be like, what you doing? Is it, you know, I get that, but you also don't want to be, you know, like unhappy and unsatisfied and unfulfilled if it's...
You'll be filled.
No. I'm just saying that it's team too much, right?
Yeah.
But also, you know, you want something that you can feel. So it's, you know, I get it. You don't want an itty bitty teeny weeny, you know.
Would you rather have it too big or too small?
I would like just a nice, medium, comfortable.
That was not the question.
It was not. Thank you, Lisa Ray.
Yeah, no, I don't prefer a teeny weeny.
I would prefer bigger than not existent.
Me too.
If it was,
but
not
I just
existent,
don't need nobody to come through donkey style.
I'm up for a challenge. Now listen.
Of course you are.
There's some people that got some big things that don't know what to do with, and that's awful.
Oh, that's
like,
awful.
How are you so blessed and so goofy? And then have you ever fallen in love with someone that's amazing, but then
teeny weeny.
Teeny weeny. Yeah.
Oh,
and you gotta be like, oh.
And then
you gotta ask the entire relationship. So size matters to us a little bit. Huge, it means size. It doesn't mean huge, right? It means just some sizable girth.
Sizable.
That's what everybody wants. Like Toys R Us.
All right, y'all, because it's the holidays,
y'all gagging.
Because it's a holiday season, a festive game of emoji me this and try to get some popular Christmas songs based on emoji clues. Ladies, are you ready to play emoji me this? Okay, let's see the first emoji clue.
Guitars around the tree.
Christmas tree, oh, Christmas tree.
Rock and roll Christmas.
Oh, that was a good one, Lisa, right?
It's a Christmas song. I house.
Jingle bells. No, that ain't it.
It's guitar.
What is it? Rock top all day long, puffing and puffing and
singing. Rock around the tree.
I don't know what it is. They tell me that. I don't know. A rock around the Christmas tree. Okay, I don't have the answers in my thing. My bad. Okay, let's go on to the next Christmas song. Let's go.
High house tree.
Oh, this isn't as easy as I thought.
See, home tree.
I don't know.
I don't have them. I don't know.
I saw mom. Yeah, there. Maybe that one.
Okay.
No, then Santa Claus ain't in it.
Next one.
Snow.
What's that? A Frosty the Snowman.
Frosty the Snowman.
Snowman. Okay. We have one more. I saw mommy kiss
Santa Claus.
Hey y'all, listen, it's live TV, and sometimes we fall short. Okay, but anyways,
we actually got 2 out of 4, so 50 out of 50 wasn't bad, Claudia.
Yeah,
that's true. Hey y'all, if you're in Georgia, please remember to vote and not for Herschel Walker tomorrow. Please,
Claudia, please don't vote. Did you guys hear about his documentary?
Tomorrow is the day. Vote. Actually, you can be proud of Georgia folks because a lot of them got out and voted. Early voting.
I vote tomorrow. Tomorrow I'm voting. But did y'all hear about his documentary that he got 31 personalities?
What?
Well, I hope none of them wins.
Somebody told me when he was in football that he has a whole documentary about how he has a whole bunch of personalities. Like, it's a real disorder. It's a real
disorder. Well, listen, we will let y'all know with the results. Thanks for hanging with us. Thanks for watching. Stay tuned for Brutally Honest with the Jasmine Brand. Go Warnock!
Peace.